With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A federal judge temporarily blocking the Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records containing sensitive personal data, such as your Social Security number, bank account numbers for literally millions of Americans. A New York federal judge has set a Friday hearing date for that case, initiated by more than a dozen Democrats. In the meantime, House Republican leadership praising other early successes made by the president's Department of Government Efficiency under Elon Musk. House Majority Leader, Majority Leader Steve Scalise says that USAID misappropriated government funds for many years.
Go ask USAID how that's working out for them when they have to now be exposed to the fact that they were funding to the tune of millions of dollars drag shows in foreign countries with Americans' hard-earned tax dollars.
Also at srnnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the House Democrats are beginning to panic at all these changes President Trump is making in Washington.
Here's a few quotes. Shut down the city. We are at war. We're going to fight it in the streets, it was said. This is what the beginning of a dictatorship looks like. This is their reaction to the flurry of activity that's come out of the new administration, and the president is doing exactly what he said on the campaign trail that he is going to do.
Earlier today, Hamas releasing three very frail-looking Israeli hostages, and Israel at the same time freed 183 Palestinian prisoners. Massive storm bringing heavy snow to parts of the upper Great Lakes and Northeast over the weekend. Forecasters say the storm could easily dump anywhere from 8 inches to 12 inches of snow across Minnesota and the Great Lakes. This is SRN News. Islam making war on Christianity.
That radical Muslims often do violence against followers of Christ is not news. But a new report from Open Doors illustrates how widespread the problem has become. Of the top 10 worst persecutors of Christians on earth, 9 of them are majority Muslim countries. Of the top 20, 16 are nations where Islam is the official religion. And if you go 1 through 30, you'll find 22 of the nations where it's most dangerous to follow Christ are majority Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
European Union warning Pakistan its status as a duty-free exporter to the bloc will continue to depend on the progress the country makes in addressing concerns about civil liberties, including freedom of religion. Pakistan, one of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth, and its blasphemy laws have been decried by human rights activists for years. This is SRN News. As part of a promotion for his newly published memoir, Bill Gates weighing in on the pros and cons of AI.
The Microsoft co-founder says we can argue about the time frame for fixing AI errors, but
we have to acknowledge that AI is almost uniquely dangerous because it's unbounded in terms of how good it will get, and it's happening within a generation.
Gates says AI advances are helping his foundation and believes we're going to discover new vaccines and drugs with the help of the tools. I'm Julie Walker.
Sony's PlayStation Network experiencing a major outage all around the world, leaving an untold number of gamers unable to access online services, stores, and multimedia apps. Reports of connectivity issues spread quickly all across social media earlier in the day. More details at srnnews.com.